All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Wednesday. That means Wild Card Wednesday. Any artist, any song, anything, request them now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Wild Card Wednesday. Get your requests in now. Okay, I would like to welcome to the show one of my favorite people in the world, the man who owns the Gale Street Inn, the greatest restaurant on the planet, as I've mentioned many times, the great George Karzis. The Chicago Fringe Festival is taking place in Jefferson Park, and this weekend it concludes. They've got performances Thursday through Sunday, and George, you know, is a proud member of the world of Jefferson Park and that great neighborhood, and it has really blown up and grown over the past few years, particularly. And this Fringe Festival is something that's been happening there now for a few years. And you can check out ChicagoFringe.org. Lots of great theater companies from all over the place are gathered together in and around the Jefferson Park area to perform at the Fringe Festival. So we're going to talk about that and then some Jefferson Park stuff in general. And let's welcome George to the show. How are you, my friend?
I am well, my friend. How are you?
Good, good, good. We were at the Gale Street Inn over the weekend for my dad's birthday. Had a fantastic meal, as always, and a great time. And I want to thank you for your for being such a gracious host.
Well, you're fun to have in. I mean, it's nonstop jokes with the jokey man, and Mom is smiling, and Nick, you're proud, and they're proud of you, and it's. You know, you're the quintessential Gale Street Inn family, right?
Yeah.
They've been eating in our restaurant for years, yeah. And that's why we're still, that's why the doors are open almost 55 years.
It's amazing. 55 years. That's great, George. It's always just such a great time. You have such a great way of making people feel at home, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I love the restaurant so much. It's just, you're comfortable. You can't be more comfortable at a restaurant than you can be at the Gale Street Inn.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's the idea. We take you more seriously than we take ourselves. That's for sure. we like what we do, so it's great. And thanks for appreciating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So the Chicago Fringe Festival. How many years have they been doing it in Jeff Park now, George?
I think this is year five of 8 years in Chicago, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's five. And, you know, I've caught a bunch of shows over the years. They've had maybe one leadership change since it's gone on, but their people are good. I'll tell you what, it's heavily volunteer-based, which makes it really intriguing and really attractive to me, the people that just step up and... And for the love of art and the community, support it and volunteer for it. I talked to the bartender at Fringe Central on it was last night, and he told me that last year they paid a bartender, and that bartender put out a tip jar and took 75% of the tips. He kept 75% of the tips. And this year, this volunteer that went on last year said, this year I'm going to be the bartender. 100% of tips will go to the Fringe, and you don't pay me anything.
Oh,
so
wow.
that's kind of the spirit of what these guys are doing. It's so many plays at five different venues, and it's still quality, but it's quantity. It's what can you see? That's the idea of it. How many plays can you see? Let's bounce here, go back to Fringe Central, go to a different venue in walking distance,
yeah.
And let's see a myriad of plays right here in our neighborhood. It's building an economy, and it's been great. I fell in love with theater, with the Gift Theater,
yeah.
and even some of the productions that I saw over at St. Pat's High School, one of my favorite places on the Northwest Side, and their Lowell Stahl Theater is terrific.
And by the way, just so you know, my producer Dan Chagrew, that's his alma mater, St. Pat's.
Yeah, and they've got that great theater there, and I've seen amazing productions there. Thornton, Michael Thornton from The Gift, he was a Shamrock. So, you know, I left the board of St. Pat's High School and went to the board of The Gift Theater, feeling like I was touching both the Shamrocks as well as a little bit closer to home here in my neighborhood. And it's terrific.
Yeah.
And your association with live theater and everything that you guys were doing at the factory. And
you know, I got to tell you, George, I mentioned this to you on Saturday when we were chatting at dinner, that I actually brought a show to New York at the Fringe Festival. My version of High Fidelity, which we called The Vinyl Shop, we brought it out to the New York Fringe Festival. We were out there for 3 weeks, and it was set up very similarly to the way the Chicago Fringe Festival is set up. There was Fringe Central, where you would go and you could see schedules, and you know, there were a bunch of different venues, all of them, you know, across the Lower East Side of Manhattan in New York. And we spent a bunch of time, you know, obviously performing Vinyl Shop, but we also saw a ton of really interesting and fun theater while we were out there. And that's the same. It's the same. You know, it all started in Edinburgh in Scotland, the Fringe Fest.
Correct.
And now they've got offshoots of Fringe Fests all over the country, and Chicago, you know, being a great one. And of course, Jefferson Park, a fantastic place to have the festival, considering what's happened to that neighborhood over the years.
Yeah, between Gift Theater, you've got Filament Theater up at Six Corners. You've got the Windy City Playhouse that's here. That's more children's theater, but it's really, I think it was Hedy Weiss about 2 or 3 years ago called this northwest stretch of Milwaukee the next theater district of Chicago. And, you know, it starts with somebody of her ilk saying something like that.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of other people believing that it could happen.
Well,
and a bunch of artists that worked for Peanuts, actors and writers and directors that worked for Peanuts to really do what they enjoy and to share what they enjoy.
I find it amazing too, George, and really wonderful, because when I started doing theater back in the early 90s, you couldn't find a theater west of Western. You know what I mean? It was like not even west of Damon. I remember when the Viaduct Theater opened up on Western, right by the, well, it's not a viaduct anymore because they tore the bridge down on Western there at Belmont. But that's
that was a
theater that was like, you know, people were like, oh boy, that's a little far west for people. I don't know if they're going to want to go out, you know, the 3800 West, that's a little far. And now look at the Northwest Side. It's great.
I remember about I don't know, I think it was like, I don't know if it was 10 years ago when it was probably 10, 12 years ago when the Reader, which was had a pretty lively arts and entertainment section. That didn't go west of Western Avenue. Well, now we can get the Reader on the Northwest Side. It's like how a Starbucks can show up in your neighborhood and redo a economically, rebuild a neighborhood. We get the Reader now. Hey, where's somebody?
You know, so the Chicago Fringe Festival is taking place. It's in Jeff Park. You can go to chicagofringe.org this weekend. You can see a ton of different shows. Tell me a little bit, George, you know, you've been in that neighborhood for so many years. Tell me a little bit about the explosion of what's been happening just in terms of like bars and restaurants and art venues and things like that. Because really, you've been at ground zero there at Jefferson Park looking at the growth of this incredible neighborhood. You got to feel proud of it, right?
Yeah, I think it's coming. You know, they call Milwaukee Avenue the hipster highway, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of coming down there. You've got the Blue Line, too, and I think that's the real asset. That's the real jewel in the neighborhood is the Blue Line. Not to mention that at Jefferson Park here, you can walk upstairs of the Blue Line and catch that Metra train into Ogilvy, be downtown in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people are finding, that it's a geographically desirable neighborhood for ease of public transportation as well as the expressways. You got to get to O'Hare. You know, if you're a married couple and you work downtown and your wife works out in the suburbs, well, she can take the car and you jump on the Blue Line or the Metro and you get downtown and you know you meet back at 6 o'clock at the Gale Street Inn and have some dinner.
Well, that's the thing. I love that. You know, I mean, I can't tell you the number of times I've been in Gale Street and see people walk in with luggage. You know, they've come
Airport,
straight.
The airport's a peace force. We get everybody from baggage handlers, flight attendants, pilots to the travelers themselves.
Yeah.
It's really a nice peace for us.
Yeah.
And it's not just the Gale Street Inn over here anymore. So many people say Jefferson Park, oh, Gale Street. But let me tell you something. There's bars like Rex across the street where I was sitting at earlier tonight.
Yeah.
As I waited to come online with you here.
Yeah.
I needed to do something, so I entertained myself with the lovely Dinah over at Rex Tavern right across the street, who's been around for 4 years. We've got community restaurant up the street that's brought a little bit of a French steak bistro to Six Corners. I think what is the best Italian restaurant in Chicago in Pasta di Arte. Mm. Up on right next to Superdog.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, have you been over? Is Dan on the line with us today?
Yeah, Dan's here.
We ordered a chicken salad from there this past Friday, actually.
Yeah, Pasta di Arte. Mark Gianni's a great chef. His staff does a nice job. Have you been to the Tapas place, Cafe Marbella?
Yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee there. Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, he's BYOB on Tuesdays. Gale Street, incidentally, does BYOBs on Wednesdays,
right?
Which is a nice piece for us.
So that's tonight. If people want, if people want to come in tonight, bring a bottle.
That's what they can do. Bring a bottle of wine. Bring a six pack of beer. Eat our food with your beverage. We're happy to do that for our neighborhood. You know, we don't do it on Saturday nights, Friday nights. I mean, we are trying to, you know, we're in a business here, but you know, we realize that we got to throw. You know, you throw the bones. Can I say that? You throw the rib bones to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, and you support it. And Dan will tell you it's been great up here. And Logan Square is getting really expensive now, so it keeps on coming.
That's the thing.
Down Milwaukee Avenue.
Absolutely, it's going further west up Milwaukee, further northwest up Milwaukee, because Logan Square has just gone completely nuts in the past like 10 years. So
right,
it's just moving
Philly up there.
Yeah, it's moving up west. But the Chicago Fringe Festival, which is happening this weekend again, tons of great theater at five different locations, all within the Jefferson Park neighborhood. So if you want to see some great theater, some really varied theater from all around the world, people come from all around the world to be a part of this fest. I remember when we were in New York, George, a little show called Urinetown played the Fringe Festival. And then Urinetown ended up becoming a Broadway hit and, you know, one of the most biggest selling soundtracks and, you know, has toured the country all over the place. And we were there at the Fringe Festival. I saw it at the Fringe Festival back in 99.
You know, these festivals, and just like the film festivals, right?
Yeah.
These play festivals can launch careers. And you know what the other cool thing is? I love how you were talking about how you and your Chicago crew went to New York and had that experience, right?
Yeah.
Well, over this past weekend, weekend one of Fringe, weekend one of two, I saw three families that had performers in it where the performer probably reached out to somebody and said, hey, we got picked in a lotto to be at the Chicago Fringe.
Yeah.
Hey, my Chicago cousin I haven't seen in 5 years, come and see me. And I saw families getting together and sharing, and then the families were going to the play, or they came afterward.
Yeah.
It was really kind of Gale Street-y, the way it was family and the way that it was, it just brings people together.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
what's
great,
wrong
man.
With that?
It's great, man. And again, one more weekend of it, this Thursday through Sunday. It's the Chicago Fringe Festival. It takes place in Jefferson Park. You can check out chicagofringe.org and, of course, galestreet.com for the greatest restaurant on the planet. George, I love what you do, man. You're a great friend, and we'll be back at the Gale Street very soon.
We'll see you soon, pal.
Okay,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Take care.
Bye-bye.
The great George Karzis, everybody. He is the guy who runs the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn, and they are entertaining a bunch of people. He is a major part of the Jefferson Park neighborhood, and this Chicago Fringe Festival is a great thing for the city and for the neighborhood. Check out chicagofringe.org. You can see some varied and wonderful and different kinds of theater. And always, George Karzis, what can you say? Gale Street Inn, it's the best. Jefferson Park, a really up-and-coming neighborhood that's beginning to just really blow up. So get out to Jefferson Park, have a meal at the Gale Street, and see some theater.